Ayoka Lee scoring big once again in the weekly awards. This is another edition of the Purple Project Podcast Daily Edition coming midweek. Eddie Greer here with this edition of the podcast. And before I dive in, obviously, this will go out tomorrow. I'm recording this a half hour or so away from doing a couple of high school games here before showdown at before against K-State LSU down in Houston. So I'm recording this just outside of 4:30, but this is going to go up tomorrow. In tomorrow's daily edition, you're going to have several of these coming out on Wednesday for sure. It's going to be a busy Wednesday, of course, recording of the podcast as well, if it goes as scheduled as well, which you can catch those usually at the end of the week as well. So, definitely I'm recording this a half hour before some high school basketball here, boys and girls, a little bit earlier today, this afternoon before crunch time later. But yeah, so I'm doing this before Flint Hills Christian High School, Christian School of Basketball, which we've been play-by-play now for how many years here in Manhattan, Kansas, but they're going to be playing to get on Arrows Liberty, if my memory is correct on that. I looked it up earlier on the schedule, so I kind of had a feeling I knew I was going to do a couple of games before going home and watching the Tax Act Texas Bowl. Anyways, here, real quick, I don't want to drag this out because I got to get going. Anyways, I mentioned Ayoka Lee at the top. Well, she, a triple threat in the awards, winning three of these weekly awards, following her big-time performance, including scoring 19 of her 31 points in the third quarter. She erupted, and I was only a couple points off. She had, like, 4 points in the first half against 10th-ranked Baylor. A lot more on K-State's women's disrespect of not getting into the top 25 later on this week when episode 81 comes out of Triple PW podcast. But yeah, absolutely, that's a disgrace. But anyways, again, I don't want to get too off track here. I have a few minutes here before heading in to get ready for these games. Obviously, Lee, with her performance, was named United States Basketball Writers Association and Myers Drysdale Women's National Player of the Week, Jersey Mike's Naismith Trophy Player of the Week, and the Her Hoop Stats Power 6 Player of the Week. That sounds like four, if you ask me. And also, yesterday, as I'm recording this on Tuesday, January the 4th, Lee garnered her third Big 12 Player of the Week honors and was named ESPN.com National Player of the Week for the second time. Her Hoop Stats Power 6 Player of the Week honor marked the third time this season she has earned that distinction. I did not know that. So, but Ayoka Lee, continuing to build up that resume, and that resume is getting longer, larger as her career goes. Obviously, a huge game to lead the K-State upset past Baylor, 32 points, 28 points, folks, 28 in the second half alone. My goodness, without those points, yeah, we're talking about losing that game. But this K-State team, I've been saying it all along before the Oregon upset and the Baylor knockout, that we got to start paying attention to this team, and the disrespect of the NCAA on the women's side is even makes that even prove the point that they're disrespecting this team. And but anyways, a lot more on, again, more on that later this week on the podcast there as well. And Ayoka Lee's 28 second half points were the most in a half since Brittany Chambers did it 29 against Texas Southern back in March of 2013. Again, that was my senior year. I've covered a lot of Brittany Chambers, obviously. When I went to when I was at was attending K-State and was a Wildcat 91.9 member. So, do remember that. And then of course, also her performance also passed previous record set by Kayla Goff a couple years ago, February of 2019, where she put up 18 points there in a quarter there against 18 against West Virginia. Kayla Goff did that as well. And then Lee led the Big 12 in opening weekend in scoring and was the only player to register last weekend a double-double. 30 points and 10 rebounds. Lee leads, continues to lead the nation, or not nation, but the Big 12 in scoring. 24 a game, field goal percentage, a lofty 57% there as well. Blocks there, 50 counted there as well. So, and then go, yeah, field goals made 129 already. Total points scored, she has 317 through 13 games this season for the Lady Cats here. So, yep. And then, of course, the way it lines up right now for K-State women, they're going to be playing their next three or four games away from Bramlage. Their only two games, losses away from Bramlage, with those coming against ranked opponents. And, of course, talented South Carolina and NC State as well. And then, of course, when this comes out, it'll be tonight. But Oklahoma State, Wednesday night, primetime, Stillwater, a chance to back that up. So you do not want to let down against a team that's subpar. Let's put it that way. 500 record, 5-5, going into this game for Oklahoma State. That's K-State's ladies' next opponent as well. And also, let's not forget, I'm recording this also busy night, and I overheard something. Someone, while I was in the K-State Superstore, that I think K-State or Texas is shorthanded. If that's K-State, that's not good. I have not been on Twitter as much today. It's been a busy day on my end, but yeah. So if that's K-State, that is not good. But hey, I mean, hopefully. I mean, you still have enough players to play, but depth, that's an issue right there. And K-State, you can go 10 deep, but if that's K-State, that's trouble right there. And you're already in trouble with kind of your backs against the wall. I know that's a little too early, but yeah, you do not want to go into this game or any game in the Big 12 shorthanded, and they're going to have their hands full tonight against Texas. Again, I'm recording this, so this is going to go out tomorrow, so it's going to sound. But yeah, absolutely. Texas, let's not forget about that as well. Men's game, Texas, K-State. And then an hour and fifth change later, it is the Tax Act Texas Bowl, the season finale for the K-State football team as they try to knock off a LSU team who's going to be throwing out some new cats on the block literally tonight. So it's going to be interesting. And again, I mean, I said this a few weeks. Shows on the weekly. This is opportunity right here, and we're already gonna know when this comes out tomorrow who won this game. Hopefully, K-State wins this game. And yeah, I mean, I said it earlier. I mean, Texas missed opportunity to get them, and met Baylor in the game, missed opportunity. So this is golden opportunity. I don't care what LSU throws out there. You're gonna have to beat them. So we'll see what happens there at that. But hey, put a cap on this podcast. This daily edition of the podcast, Ayoka Lee scoring big in the weekly awards this week. The Pearl Project Podcast, get it wherever you get your podcast, folks. We are getting a lot of traffic now. Not that we are, but been paying a little bit more attention to the numbers, and appreciate you, K-State Nation. Continue to spread the word. We are getting some Quite a bit of traffic here, especially the last couple of weeks. Those numbers, downloads are starting to get up there, and the word's starting to get out about this podcast. So definitely K-State Nation, wherever you're living at, here in Manhattan, Kansas, Texas, Oklahoma, you name it, we got the Purple Project daily and weekly's edition out that as well. Put a wrap on this right now. Time to go call some Flint Hills Christian School basketball. Eddie Greer, go Cats. Another edition of the Purple Project podcast rolls on.